The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Bird's Eye View. And this is Jesse. Once again, I am flying solo. Unfortunate habit. This one couldn't really be helped. Mike, I called in for jury duty, so can't really do anything about that. TBR, well liked in Pittsfield. I don't know if it gets you out of jury duty. I'm not sure. The judge will say that's a real recourse to not show up. So unfortunately, Mike is not here. But we will talk a little spring sports. Some stuff has happened. The fact of the matter is that not a lot has happened. It's been kind of gnarly out as of late. I'm sure you guys all have been experiencing it. Had snow on Tuesday. Wonderful April weather we're having here. So a lot of games get rained out, get postponed, get pushed back. With the cold and the wet and all that. Also, I burned my tongue on the way over here, which is really irritating. So if I sound a little different, that's probably why. Made myself a little tea this morning and put it in a thermos, which is great, right? Then the issue is that you put it in a thermos and it stays hot. And took a big sip in the car and it woke me up, was the good part. But now center of my tongue isn't so happy with me. So it is what it is. It's lemon honey tea for those all the tea heads out there. Definitely a go-to staple, I think, when your throat is just a little off. Because you get the little acidity, which kind of clears everything out. Then the honey makes it sweet. Honey's also good for your throat. So, but I just needed to let it cool down more, clearly. So, that's unfortunate. In any case, yeah, not much has been happening because of the weather. We have had a few things to go off. Yesterday was a good day. Whole lot of stuff happened yesterday, even though it was a little cold. It was sunny out. It was pretty nice out. So, a lot of games, which is good because teams get backed up quickly. Wakona softball beat Mount Greylock. And, you know, I was talking to Dustin Belcher, who's the Wakona head coach, longtime coach there, after the game. And he's like, yeah, you know, they have a game today, or scheduled at least. They have a game today and tomorrow, which means 3 days in a row. Then they're off on the weekend, and then they have four games next week. You know, so they're basically playing six games in, I don't know, 8 days, 9 days? Like, that's brutal. And so, you know, there's a very real chance they only play two of those games just because of potential weather if it rains or snows again. But that's just kind of what's happening because everyone's had so many postponements. So for baseball, for softball, it's definitely going to be a big question mark, kind of how teams handle this stretch just with everything getting pushed back from the last week and a half or so. And that'll be interesting to see. You know, some teams are luckier. They can push some games back to May, so it's not brutal right now. But you're definitely going to see most teams in Berkshire County probably will have a week or so, at least at one point in the season, where they have four or five games in 5 or 6 days, and they're just going to have to, you know, knuckle down and bear it. And it'll be interesting to see how they handle it. You know, that's, on the one hand, that's a good test of adversity. On the other hand, that's just a lot of wear and tear, you know, back to back to back. And if you have to play good teams back to back to back, it's difficult. You know, I'm pretty sure Pittsfield softball, for instance, has played one game this year just because of rainouts and stuff like that. Wakona Mount Greylock, who played yesterday, they each had only played one game because of rainouts and stuff like that. And actually, yesterday's game, it was supposed to be at Pine Grove Park in Dalton. It was a Wakona home game. And because of the snow on Tuesday, Pine Grove was completely unplayable. And so those two teams are league rivals. They play twice. So they just kind of flip-flopped. And Mount Greylock's field was good enough. Actually, it was great. And so Wakona went up to Mount Greylock, and they played there. And it was a busy day at Greylock because Wakona softball played, Wakona JV softball played Greylock JV softball, and then Wakona boys lacrosse played Greylock boys lacrosse. So it was a Warrior Mountie Fest up there, and the Warriors won 3-0, or they won both varsity games. So it was a pretty good day for Wakona, whose girls lacrosse team also beat Lee. 3-0 is never a bad thing. But yeah, so Wakona softball won 17-6 over Greylock. I was at that game. Harper Key, freshman for Wakona, got the start in the circle, pitched a whole game. I was impressed with what I saw from her. You know, Wakona returned its whole pitching staff from last year, and Harper Key has gotten the first two starts and both wins, which is impressive. And I thought she showed good velocity on her pitches, did a pretty good job of pitching smart. You know, it seemed more of a she's going to try and hit her spots and throw hard. And it worked. You know, Greylock kind of clocked her a little bit in the fifth or sixth inning. But other than that, she held it down, did a really good job. And, you know, Greylock's issue is just pitching. Both of their pitchers are very young. And... you know, the walks were a huge issue last year. They had multiple games where they gave up 20 or more walks. And you can tell that they're much better because they are finding the strike zone. They're making players work for it. Definitely giving up a few too many walks. Definitely don't have a true ace yet. But Kaylee Jaros, Kylie Cooper definitely have showed improvement. And, you know, Jaros is a ninth grader. Third year in a varsity, but whatever. She's a ninth grader. Kylie Cooper's an eighth grader. So they have plenty of time to keep developing. And Jaros is a great bat. She was crushing it on Wednesday. Had this blast to center field, hit the fence for a two-run triple. And then smoked an RBI single, I want to say, later on. So, yeah, she had a great bat. So she'll be a great player for Greylock to hang on to. And she got the start, and Wakona was kind of hitting it well against her. She was also giving up a bunch of walks. So then Kylie Cooper came in, and then Jaros came back in the sixth and seventh, I want to say, to close it out. But it was impressive. There was definitely some fight from Greylock. You know, they were down 17-2. Wakona had a couple of, I don't know, three RBI walks. They got the bases loaded a bunch and just kind of got to tee off a whole lot of RBI singles that, you know, keep the bases loaded. And Greylock showed some fight in the fifth inning. Also, definitely, Wakona has a relatively young team, too. And I think you could see that they were like, all right, we're up 17-2, whatever. And... you know, Greylock hit, you know, bloop singles to basically the same spot, and Wakona didn't adjust. But that's kind of what happens when you have a younger team, when they have a huge lead. And then in the sixth and seventh, they responded, tightened down, and Greylock didn't score again. And for Wakona, like I said, Harper Key made some nice plays. Sammy Cayley, I think, showed good improvement at shortstop. Had some good at-bats. Their infield looked solid. Their infield, you know, made all the throws it needed to make. Idri Collins had a really nice day at the plate. Wakona has been a team that I was kind of up and down on, especially because last year all their pitchers were freshmen. And now they have three sophomores and a freshman. Who looks pretty good. And so I'm starting to rise on Wakona. They play in a really, really difficult league. Greylock, Taconic, Greenfield, and Turner's Falls. Turner's Falls won the state championship in D5 last year. Greenfield won the state championship in D5 the 2 years before that. So, and Frontier. And Frontier swept Wakona last year and has generally been a playoff, like, you know, contender. Like, they'll win a couple of games in states. So, just all that to say, like, These are very real teams, legitimate state title contenders that Wekona has to play. So I know we'll see how they do in league play, but I think that early on, I like what I see out of them, and they could certainly make some noise. And if that pitching continues to develop, they could definitely win some games in the playoffs in states even. So, yeah, that was, you know, yeah. Good news for Wekona softball after kind of a rebuilding year last year. As for Wekona boys lacrosse, definitely a rebuilding year this year. First win of their season against Mac Raylock. This is also Mac Raylock's first year back as a program since pre-COVID. And Wekona won 6-5. Kessler Anello got the game-winning goal with 11 seconds left. 53 seconds left on the clock. Timeout. Wekona had possession, and they chewed clock. And then Anello, beautiful shot. They did a good job passing around. Fired. Right side of the goal. And he put it kind of top left middle. And with 11 seconds left. Great shot. Big celebration. Wekona's first win because they've been smacked around by South Hadley and West Springfield. The South Hadley loss was the one where I was kind of like, okay, this is a rebuilding year. Wekona lost a lot from last year. They lost Noah Poirier, who went Division II for lacrosse and was an amazing faceoff man. John Howard, who, you know, good goal scorer, got a lot of assists. Rylan Paddleford, who set the school record in points as a scorer. I think they lost Rylan Paddleford's little brother as well. They lost their goalie. They lost a couple other defensive players. They might have lost Sawyer Mayhew as well, who is like one of their other better goal scorers. They just kind of lost everybody. And so, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a rebuilding year. They're very young. Mac Raylock is also very young, and for them to even still keep pace, make it, you know, go blow for blow with Wekona is impressive for Greylock. You know, they are here, but we will see. You know, Wekona has basically owned Berkshire County lacrosse since 2021, 2020, arguably 2019. I believe that was the first year they won a Western Mass title. They finally beat Greylock. You know, seems like Wekona might be surrendering that title this year just because they are so young, they lost so much. But on the other hand, Greylock, you know, making a pretty good showing of itself early on. It's I don't know how many players they have past sophomore year. So this is a young team, a lot of first year players, and they're hanging tough, which is good to see. You know, for those who know, Greylock was kind of the longtime power in Berkshire County lacrosse. And so they, you know, we're not expecting them to win Western Mass titles this year or next year, but they certainly early on have shown that they can be they're back, you know, they're not a contender by any stretch. But it looks like you're going to have to, you can't just cakewalk through them, I guess is what I want to say. Speaking of that, Lennox boys lacrosse did get a pretty easy win on Tuesday. It snowed during that game, which was not fun. It was bitterly cold. It was at BCC. They played Pittsfield High. Lennox won 17-2. And big day for the program because Lee used to host the boys lacrosse team for South County, and Lennox took it over post-COVID. And so those spring of 2022 was the first year it came back because it disappeared during COVID, and Lennox brought it back. And so now, first time in Lennox program history, Kitson Stover and Luke Gambaroni both scored their 100th goals for their career, which is pretty impressive. Pretty nice. They both got it against PHS. They both had 6 goals in the game, so it was a game you knew that they were kind of going to get it. And Stover got it first. They had a little celebration. Then Gamberoni got it with 2.3 seconds left in the half, which is kind of funny. Like, he didn't want to let Stover be the only one in the first half to get 100 goals. And so he scored to also hit the triple-digit mark. Pittsfield was just very clearly overmatched. Lennox is going to be very good this year. Upset by Hoosick Valley last year in the Western Mass Final. So you can tell that Lennox wants this one. And, you know, Pittsfield's goalie, Jude Wodkowski, definitely had some nice saves. He was just kind of under fire the whole game. And he's a sophomore, so they hang on to him. He can certainly get better. But it's the rest of the team. You know, they're a very young team. I think there are a lot of freshmen and sophomores. So they'll be developing. Whereas Lennox is a lot more senior talent. Brownlee Boyd had a nice game. He's a senior. Brody Bowler, I want to say, is his name. Had, I don't know, two goals and two assists, something like that. He's a junior. Lennox is a very veteran program, very deep. They do have a new coach. Dave Hilfinger is the new head coach, although it's a new head coach in quotation marks, because Brett Larman, who has been the head coach of Lennox, he was their coach in 2022 when they won the Western Mass title in their first year as a program, in the first year of the new format. And he is now an assistant coach. He moved into assistant role just because of outside stuff, you know, just in terms of what time he can give. And Dave Hilfinger, who had been an assistant, now moves into the head coaching role. So it's basically the same staff, just reorganizing. So Lennox, I think, should definitely still be a Western Mass Class C contender. We'll see how they do after that. I'll finish up, though, with Wakona girls lacrosse. Kind of hopscotched there. I know I was starting with all the Wakona stuff. They had a huge win over Lee, 14-5, and Lee girls were great last year, and didn't matter this year. Wakona put up 7 goals in the first quarter and never really looked back. They led 12-1 at halftime. Brooke Harrington had 3 goals. Daniel Hagmeyer had 2 goals for the Warriors. Just because they have a complete domination. Brooke Thomas as well had a hat trick. Wakona had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players score. So, I mean, you know, looks like maybe they'll be taking a step forward this season. Kind of been down the last couple of years, so looks like maybe this group can do something this year, which would be pretty cool. Because in 2021, I want to say they were very good, and then I think they graduated everyone. And so it's kind of been up and down since. Yeah, you know, it's also interesting because Lee, like I said, was very good last year. And now this year, it's been rough to start the season, so we'll see what happens down there. But I'll take a little break. So stay here on WTBR, Bird's Eye View, and we'll be back shortly.
Where does democracy actually begin? Well, it begins right here at home, at our local city and school meetings, the place where really big decisions are made that affect you and your family directly. With good TV coverage, these decisions are transparent. Our residents are well-informed, and elected officials are held accountable. Without reliable coverage, these decisions go under the radar. Support PCTV's local meeting coverage today. Pittsfield Community Television. Democracy starts here.
Help children and families struggling with mental health and behavioral issues get the treatment they need by booking an equine-assisted team-building session for your organization at Berkshire Horseworks. All proceeds go directly toward funding programming for those at risk. Call Berkshire Horseworks at 413-698-3700 or visit our website, berkshirehorseworks.org.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Welcome back here WTBR, WSBR. Jesse on Bird's Eye View, once again flying solo. Mike has jury duty, so that kind of supersedes this, unfortunately. Can't really be mad at him. Well, I can, but I won't be. Just a little bit. Also, excellent news. My tea is finally, like, cool enough to drink, so without scalding my tongue. So, that's a great update. I know everyone was on the edge of their seat to hear that one. I'm running on a few scores. Pittsfield baseball stays undefeated. Smacked Chicopee. They got 22 runs off 21 hits. 10 generals got a hit. Jack Reed was 4-for-4, three runs, 3 RBI. Matt Egan, 4-for-4, 1 run, 3 RBI. Not only did Pittsfield win 22-0, but Jay Cody and Matt Egan combined to throw a perfect game. It was only 5 innings because of the run rule, but still, very impressive. Pittsfield and Mount Everett are going to play Saturday, and usually you go, uh-oh, for Mount Everett. But the Eagles beat Lenox 16-1. Lenox had been undefeated as well. Mount Everett has looked very good to start the year. They're also 3-0. Matt Lowe got the shortened game win, 3 hits, struck out 6. And Jacob Kreese for Everett, 3-for-3, pair of doubles, 4 runs, 3 RBI. Lowe was 3-for-3, Sean Warren was 3-for-3, Brady Carpenter was 2-for-3. It'll be really interesting to see how Mount Everett and Pittsfield play, because, I mean, they very rarely play in anything just because of, you know, size difference and athleticism difference and all that kind of stuff. And Mount Everett's had a very successful baseball program, but just generally not on Pittsfield's level. And they look really good to start this year, and Pittsfield looks like it's trying to get back to the state title game where they went last year. And they're on now a collision course on Saturday, so it'll be really interesting to see. Hopefully that game does not get postponed. That game will be in Sheffield, I believe. Yeah, it'll be in Sheffield. So that'll be really interesting. Mount Greylock baseball got to 3-1. Short work at Amherst. Cole Weatherell, Jesse Thompson, Eli Christensen, Cam Miller all pitched the win. I guess it was kind of a bullpen day. They didn't really need anyone to go all that deep because, it seemed like a pretty easy win. Greylock is going to host Drury on Saturday, so that'll be a good game. Drury's been pretty good to start the season. In softball, Hoosick Valley finally got another game. They had also been a team that was struck by all the postpones and rainouts and whatever. They took out the frustration. They blew past Chicopee Comp 29-8. Scored 29 runs off 16 hits because they got 17 walks. I think in the fifth inning it was something like they got 4 RBI walks in like the fifth inning. It was kind of wild. Genevieve Legesse inside the park home run. I guess it was inside the park 3-run home run. 2-for-4. Graceland Wright pitched 5 innings, 8 hits, 7 earned runs, 3 walks, struck out 7. She was 3-for-5 with 4 runs at the plate. Izzy Tart doubled, was 3-for-4. Rachel Anook had a triple, was 3-for-4. We'll see how the weather holds up. Who's it supposed to play today against Monument Mountain? And then Friday against Chicopee. Both games at home at Russell Field in Adams. You know, if it rains, that's not going to happen. Hopefully it doesn't rain and they can get those games in. Hoosick Monument will be an interesting game. It was a really good game last year, and Monument came back to win. And a couple of big errors in, like, the sixth and the seventh innings sunk Hoosick. How they respond this year is going to be a really interesting question. Monument hasn't played anyone of note. Hoosick hasn't played anyone of note to start the season. So how they do against one another is going to be, you know, just a really big test for both teams. Graceland Wright, good solid pitcher. Not Meg DuPont. Why can't I think of it? Andrea Paul for Monument is a solid pitcher. So how will they do? Monument is a good hitting team. Monument can really put the bat on the ball. So how will Hoosick's infield or outfield, you know, how will they react when they really have to, you know, go out there and make plays? They definitely could get some heavy error games last year. So how will they kind of evolve this year is definitely going to be a question mark. And for Monument, you know, they haven't had a real test yet this season as well. Huzik certainly will be it, so how do they handle it? You know, their league is not good. Lennox and Lee are very good, and they're also in a league with Monument, but the rest of their league is pretty bad. Amherst is terrible. St. Mary's of Westfield is terrible. Gateway is terrible. There's one other team in their league that I'm not forgetting, and I think is that is also very bad. So it's just kind of like they need these non-league games to go well, to play well in them if they want to make some noise in states. And so, you know, yeah, how they show up against Huzik will be very instructive for the future. And speaking of, you know, just to illustrate my point about Amherst being really bad, Lee beat Amherst 23-0 in five innings and... or four and a half innings, excuse me. You know, Breland struck out 12, but Lee had something like 14 walks. So it was just, you know, Amherst doesn't have a pitch. Yeah, Lee batters worked 15 walks. So, Lee, Lennox, Monument, these non-league games, they really need to show up because those are the best tests they're going to get other than when they play each other. Mount Everett softball, tough loss, lost 16-5 to Chicopee. Everett just made 12 errors. That was kind of the game. You know, they had five in the first two innings. So they got down early. You know, they gave up seven runs off that. They did lead. You know, Chicopee led 4-0 after the first inning. Everett put up five runs in the top of the second, but then they gave up three. So now they're down 7-5, and Chicopee just kept going. Once again, errors really just made the difference there because Everett had some nice hits. Michaela Carpenter had a triple. Ainsley and London Cranes each had a double. But, yeah, you can't make those mistakes and get away with it. And it was a similar story for Taconic because they played Greenfield. I mentioned earlier, Greenfield, state title contender. Taconic lost 5-1. That's really close, and I was not expecting that game to be that close. Taconic really gave them a game, but four errors, and one of them led to, or a couple of them led to runs. And so, you know, you just can't do that against good teams, and Taconic unfortunately had to pay. Drury softball lost to Ludlow 6-5. They were down 6-3 entering the seventh. Blue Devils got two runs, but unfortunately could not get the final run. Olivia Perry was thrown out trying to steal home, and so that ended the game. Perry had a nice game, though. Struck out 11. All had five earned runs, so we'll see how Drury does. They've had a little bit of a tough start to the season. See how they rebound. They've often started slow and then kind of picked up steam further along. And Ludlow's generally a good program, but yeah, we'll see how that goes. Should also mention Dion Brown, former Monument Mountain standout, transferred to St. Louis. He was at Boston College this year. Now he'll be playing basketball for St. Louis. So, I guess it's not technically 100%, but that should end up happening. Let's see, any big games today? Softball-wise, Pittsfield at Agawam could be interesting. Wakona at Northampton. Northampton seems like a decent enough program, so that'll be, you know, once again, Wakona is kind of in the midst of their three games in 3 days, so how Wakona handles back-to-back-to-backs, that'll be interesting. Let's see. Southwick at Monument Mountain. Excuse me. Yeah, Southwick at Monument Mountain, I should say, has been moved to Memorial Field. It's not at the high school. It's at Memorial Field in Great Barrington. Southwick beat Wakona, so that's a pretty good sign that they're a decent program. So that could be a good game against Monument today. Other than that, we don't have much time left. Let's see, happy Passover for those who celebrate. It's coming up. Easter's, I think, in 2 weeks, right? We have 30 seconds here. So I should say it was really nice last night to see the emotion on Luka Doncic's face when he went back to Dallas for the first time. They had the big montage of him on the video board. You could see him getting teared up before the game, was wiping his eyes with the towel. It was really, really nice to see that he genuinely cared, and the fans were chanting his name the whole time, and he just cooked everyone. So with that, thank you guys for tuning in, and have a good rest of your day.